Farnsworth. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. May 17, 1900. Dear Brother Farnsworth, I had many things to say to which I fear I neglected to say. As I read the testimony in regard to Brother Tenney, I was convinced that he ought not to be engaged in any such work as I mentioned to you. Literary work bringing a mental strain will endanger his health, for the blood will rush to the brain. This must be guarded against, not now and then, but continuously. Temptations or suggestions must not be put before Elder Tenney, and therefore, if you have expressed anything in this line to him, counteract it if possible. Elder Tenney would be in little danger in attending camp meetings, but he should not have any mental strain which creates weariness. He loves to sit in the editor's chair, and yet this is not the place for him. He had too much to do in this line in Battle Creek, and the effect of this is now seen upon him. Evangelistic work from house to house will not weary him if he does not do too much reasoning. The brain power has been overtaxed, and therefore it is out of repair, and should be carefully guarded. The Lord knows all about this matter, and will bless Brother Tenney in engaging in work that will keep the brain vigorous if he is as much guarded as possible. Let him secure an easy carriage and a good horse, and ride as much as possible in the open air. The worn organs of the brain must be guarded. Now, in regard to Dr. Caro, do not urge him forward. I know that he must have a more deep and thorough experience in different lines than he now has. He is not a deep thinker and does not study from cause to effect. He should not be encouraged to suppose that he is to be considered sufficient as manager in arranging for sanitariums throughout Australia. He would make moves in connection with this work that would not be for the health of medical missions or for the best good of the doctor. He should move slowly in assuming responsibilities in connection with the management of a work in which he has not had a practical knowledge. He is ardent, thinks quickly, and makes many suggestions. But many of his propositions would, if acted upon, bring in a train of events which he could not control. I send you these cautions so that you will not, because of the position of Dr. Caro, assent to any plans that are not fully considered. His work is in great danger of being superficial. He needs to sink the shaft deep into the mines of truth. He has kept his mind upon the superficial altogether too much. He should remember that he must learn every day in the school of Christ. We do not want to repress Dr. Caro, neither do we want him to repress others or become arbitrary. This he will surely do unless he is led and taught by God. He will venture where he has no call to venture. He will place a high estimate upon his capabilities and present knowledge, and will not see the necessity of close application, justice, integrity, and economy in all lines of the work. He is not to be exacting or overreaching in his charges because it is the fashion. He must be perfectly honorable in dealing with every case. Christ has told us what true religion is. When asked by the lawyer, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Christ said, "What is written in the law? How readest thou?" The lawyer answered, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." "Thou hast answered right," Christ responded. "This do, and thou shalt live." Luke 10, verse 25 to 28. The great, grand principles of the truth are to be magnified before human minds, that men and women may practice the law of God on every point. They are to show respect for their fellow men, taking a more lively interest in the cases of their brethren in the faith than they do in their own cases. They are to love God supremely and their neighbor as themselves. These are the genuine fruits of Christianity. Where these abound, the truth of the gospel prevails. We are to be governed by the golden rule. All things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. Matthew 7, verse 12. I can write no more now. I must cut my letter short in order to get it into the post office before the Sabbath. May the Lord bless Elder Tenney and Dr. Caro, whom I love in the Lord. I will write to Elder Tenney as soon as I can. Postscript. You may show this letter to Elder Tenney and Dr. Caro if you choose.